This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're also talking about the Come Home Louisiana campaign. Joining us now on the live line is Chief Technology Officer at Louisiana Economic Development, Josh Flagg. Josh, how are you doing today?
Good, Dave. What's going on, man?
Glad you could join us because I was really interested in this. I heard about it a couple of days ago that Sunday during the LSU-USC game that's being played in Las Vegas, that LED is going to be looking to encourage folks who have left Louisiana to come on back home. Tell us more about the Come Home Louisiana campaign, how it's going to work, and what the message is that you're going to be sending to the displaced Louisiana residents who have moved to other states.
Yeah. So this is an initial launch. This is a preview of what we're going to push out this weekend. So there's no better time to do it than the fall, right? Kickoff of football. We know it's the biggest sport in Louisiana. It's the biggest sport in the United States. And, you know, I don't know if you guys are LSU fans, but you know, LSU happens to be the greatest football team in the world. And so no better place to launch a campaign reminding the people who aren't in Louisiana how amazing Louisiana is. And not just because of football, but because we have jobs and the economy is growing, the economy is strong, and it's a good place to come back to. We need to get our mid-career smart professionals back home to fill these positions so that we can continue to grow in Louisiana. And so that's what we're going to unveil at the LSU-USC game coming up this weekend.
So folks watching the game, will there be a commercial on ABC during the game that television viewers will see?
There will be some paid media, and so it depends on what market you're in. It's not going to be every single market. We targeted specific markets where we know we've got LSU or Louisiana expats living, people that had some nexus to the state of Louisiana. And there's clusters of these folks in certain industries and certain markets across the U.S. And so depending on where you are, depending on how you're watching the game, or it might even be on social media, you might just be scrolling through Instagram, you know, checking out, stuff on Sunday during the game. And you might see an ad targeting you. You know, you might be a mid-career professional living in Seattle, but you grew up in Central, or you grew up in Alexandria, and we're targeting those folks, the folks that we need back in Louisiana to take some of these high-growth, high-wage jobs in the state.
Yeah, we're looking at historically low unemployment in Louisiana, which means that the vast majority of the job pool has found a job. And while we can keep swapping back and forth and people can go from one in-state job to another, growth means that you got to increase that workforce. And the truth is, and we've known this for several generations in Louisiana, that a lot of people feel like they have to leave, that they get their college degree, they get their education, maybe they get their feet wet, but then they go elsewhere looking for greener pastures, looking for bigger paychecks, looking for better quality of life, or whatever the case may be. And it's been historically, you know, the brain drain, as it's been called for many, many years. How do you overcome those the reasons that people left, because obviously they made the difficult decision. And all Louisianians know it can never be an easy decision to leave the food, to leave their family, to leave the culture, to leave the neighborly attitude, to leave the Southern hospitality. There's a lot of great things about Louisiana, but there are other things that people make the decision that are not so great and they have to leave. So how do you convince them once they've gone through that process and they've decided, I'm out of here, to come home?
Yeah, that's a tough one. And so there's actually a couple things I want to dive in on this topic. One is there's actually a little bit of a misconception that we have a massive brain drain of young people that finish LSU or finish UL and they pack up and leave. We absolutely do lose people to other markets. That's true. All states do. But the reality is we do a better job of keeping Louisiana natives in Louisiana than most other states do on a percentage basis. So we do need to continue to make this a great place to live and a great place to work for the people that are native to Louisiana. But where we actually struggle is in migration from other places. So how do we attract talent from Texas? How do we attract talent from Mississippi or Tennessee or Iowa or California or beyond? And so that's, from an actual challenge perspective, that's our bigger challenge. People that are from here know that this is a special place. But yes, they do leave. Look, I left when I was young. I got out of LSU. I was teaching high school for a couple years, and I left to go to graduate school somewhere else, learn a trade somewhere else. And that was actually a net positive because I came back to Louisiana. I brought what I learned from New York City back to Louisiana. And it was a foregone conclusion that I was going to come back. Wave one of this campaign that we're talking about is convincing people that have some tie to Louisiana to come back. Wave two is convincing people that have no tie to Louisiana to come here to help us grow, to help us build the economy, to help us diversify the economy. So we've got to be a great place to live, and that's also how you do this, right? We have to do the blocking and tackling to make this not only a great place to work, but the quality of life stuff matters. I mean, I know you guys are just talking about some of the French Quarter cleanup stuff. Like, doing that better will help everything. Why? Because we have a perception problem for people that don't know Louisiana. And sometimes it's those eight blocks of Bourbon Street that have this outsized reputation, and that's not great. So how do we educate the rest of the country or the rest of the world about all the great things we have in Louisiana and what kind of great jobs we have here and what a great place it is to raise a family.
So phase one is getting the folks to come back to Louisiana. Phase two is getting people to come here and call Louisiana home. I am a self-admitted damn Yankee. And the difference between a Yankee and a damn Yankee is a Yankee comes down to visit and goes home. A damn Yankee stays. I've been calling Louisiana home for getting close to 30 years now. And I understand exactly what you're talking about, that a lot of people, and the hook for me initially was that I fell in love with a Louisiana girl. Now, if we can get everyone to do that, I think you'll make great progress, because once I was hooked, I wasn't, getting out of Louisiana, and I've loved to call it home and raised all four of my kids here now and still love living and working in Louisiana. But we need more damn Yankees and people from other parts of the country, from the East, from the West, and really from other southern states. And to do that, though, I think you run into a challenge, because you pointed out if the brain drain isn't as bad as politicians have led us to believe, because it's always part of every campaign that we hear of how people are going to solve the Louisiana brain drain, how they're going to keep our best and brightest from having to leave the state to go elsewhere. And also, over-politicized often are other things. But then there are things that are not over-politicized and that are real when you look at where we rank in all the different categories and in things like the cost of insurance and the cost of housing and all those kinds of things. Yep. So I think, we have a lot going for us. And so I guess your challenge is to play up the positives, be honest about the negatives, but to tell the true story and hope that people realize that when you put it all together into the gumbo pot, what you get out of Louisiana is something that most of us feel is pretty wonderful.
That's right. Yeah, I think you nailed it. And it's educating people that, you know, there are good jobs here. We're growing in high-wage jobs in professional business services, healthcare, science and technology, engineering jobs are growing. And these are not low-wage jobs. These are high-wage, high-growth jobs in high-growth industries. You know, we hear this from employers in Louisiana pretty often, is that the universities and the community colleges have done a really good job over the last decade creating an entry-level talent pipeline to fill their organizations. One of the challenges is they struggle with these mid-career professionals who understand their business, understand their industry, have some experience under their belt, and we need more of those people coming in from all over the place to continue to fill these positions and grow the local economy. And if you look at the high growth places across the country, you know, Texas, I think last year had 8 out of the 10 fastest growing counties in the country. They're not growing quickly because people are having more kids in those counties. They're growing because people are moving from all over the place to those counties because there are a lot of really good, high-paying jobs, because they're easy places to live, they're affordable places to live, they're not overtaxed. And so we know, because we live here, we raise our families here, and we have good jobs here. We know that Louisiana is that too, right? We have the good jobs to offer. We know the quality of life is actually quite high. We have to fix some quality of life issues, and we have to continue to work on these things like the cost of insurance and issues like that. But the ground truth is you can have a great life and a great paying job in Louisiana today. And so we need to continue to focus on attracting people to our state to help build it, to help move forward, and help grow the economy.
And that's really what the Come Home Louisiana campaign is about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's it. Getting that message out, telling those good stories, convincing people that we are more than 8 blocks on Bourbon Street. Look, I've had a lot of good times on those 8 blocks of Bourbon Street. Trust me, and we'll continue.
Most of us have, yes.
But no doubt, but you know, that reputation is outsized, and it's not accurate. And the reality is, we've got so much more to offer. And so let's get the people that know us back home first, and then let's begin to broaden that. And let's start working on the smart engineer who's sitting in Des Moines, Iowa, in the cold, dark February, and convince him
with no Mardi Gras, no gumbo, no.
Exactly. Exactly. We have what Texas has. We just need to talk about it more. We need to educate the country more. And we need to continue to just fix some of those quality of life issues that are very manageable. They're very fixable.
Josh Flagg, Chief Technology Officer at Louisiana Economic Development. Anything you want to say before we let you go that we haven't already said about the Come Home Louisiana campaign that you're giving us a sneak peek of Sunday when LSU takes on USC in Las Vegas?
Go Tigers. Most importantly, I'm as a football super fan and an LSU alum, and a faculty member still at LSU, this is a big weekend for us. So this campaign is going to work well no matter what. But the icing on top would be an LSU win on Sunday.
You teaching or researching at LSU?
Teaching. Yeah, what, I teach. I'm in the College of Art and Design in the School of Art. I got a capstone class this semester, so I help seniors that are about to graduate in with a digital art degree understand how to get a job in, you know, digital art, digital media in Louisiana. So I've been doing it for 5 or 6 years. It's great. In fact, today was the first class. So,
well, Professor Flagg, thank you for joining us here on WWL. I should have properly
absolutely
identified you.
No worries. Look, I wear many hats, but I'm proud of my Tigers and excited to launch this campaign and excited to convince the world that Louisiana is a great place to take a great high paying job and raise your family at the same time.
Josh Flagg, thanks for joining us here on WWL, and we applaud your efforts. I hope the campaign is successful and that we replenish, however deep the brain drain has been, that we get some of those folks to start coming back to Louisiana and then start attracting other people to help us grow our talent base here in the state. Have a great one.
Amen. Take care, guys. All right. Bye.
Go Tigers. Josh Flagg here on WWL. All right, I'm hearing from a lot of skeptics who don't believe that this can be successful, but others who think that it is a worthwhile campaign. What do you think? Can Louisiana attract expatriates who have left the state to come back and then start attracting new people to come into Louisiana and call it home, particularly well-educated people who can fill those mid-management, mid-level talent jobs, those high-paying jobs in the state, and help us grow economically in Louisiana? I'll read some of your texts about that and take your calls on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870, coming up next. Grab a line right now and share your thoughts on that or anything else that you want to bring to the lunchtime buffet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.